he took a dory up to give kids a ride. Well, there were 13 got in the boat, and he said, there's too many in this boat, some's got to get out. He took it up to give the kids a ride. It's something, a lot of them never been in a boat. Well, my sister got in, and Ellen, and she got out. She was the 13th person to get in. So she got out, and we went out up to Gardner's Lake, and either the waves came in over the boat, or that he went to turn to take it back to shore, and it flipped right upside down. Everybody was dumped out right in the water. And two came up beside the boat, Leah Wilcox. She lived up over the hill from us. And Barbara Tyler saw a brother and sister drown. So she swam out to the boat. She could swim and grabbed a hold of the side of it. And Walter Raleigh and Mackie Knowles swam out and got the two of them. They must have been high school age. And Wyman Ramstall, I was so far gone that I just wanted to go to sleep and dream of a book that I had read about the sea babies or something I'd read in school. I was nearly dead because I'd swallowed so much water. And Wyman Ramstall, who lives right down across the field from where I live now, he grabbed me by the hair of the head. But I would have drowned him because I was so far gone that I just wanted to go to sleep. I was nearly dead, in other words. And so my father, then the trucks had sideboards in sections, like three on each side of the truck. It wasn't one straight thing. And the men were all down the spring after water, with drinking water. When they came back, my father floated one of those sideboards out, and they put me on that and brought me in. And then the Ridge minister, Mr. Cassens, gave me artificial respiration.